It is 7 minutes past eight on a rainy Thursday morning. Here's Fiona Kelly to tell us what it says in today's papers.
The deaths of a mother and her two children in Dublin, a clarification from the Attorney General regarding access to mother and baby homes records, and restrictive new lockdown measures across Europe are some of the stories covered on your front pages this morning. Those unexplained deaths of a 37-year-old woman and her two children, aged 6 and 11, in Llewellyn Court in South Dublin, generates the lead story in six of today's papers in The Republic. Residents attending the candlelit vigil on the quiet estate where the deaths occurred are pictured on the front of the Irish Times and Irish Independent, while pictures of Gardaí and forensics officers at the scene are carried on a number of today's other front pages. All of today's papers report that the family had been living in the house for about a year and that the children attended the local primary school. It's also reported that Gardaí had been in contact with the woman's husband and the children's father. The Irish Examiner and Irish Times find their lead stories elsewhere this morning. The Examiner leads with the government's clarification regarding the access which survivors of mother and baby homes are to be given after concerns were raised by furious survivors. Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman is quoted saying that while the Attorney General has clarified that while access is permissible under strict conditions, all cases will be individually assessed. For its lead story, The Times reports on the restrictive measures being enforced all around Europe in the fight against COVID-19. Bars and restaurants have been shut for a month in Germany, where cases there have reached 15,000 a day, while France has gone into a second lockdown for all of November, as 254,000 cases were recorded there over the course of a week. Closer to home, the Irish News leads today with the death of a 17-year-old from Derry, who was one of nine COVID-19 deaths reported in Northern Ireland yesterday. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on the £4.5 million which Stormont officials handed out to businesses which weren't eligible to receive grants under a small business support scheme in March. Sinn Féin received three unsolicited grants amounting to £30,000, which the party repaid last week. Elsewhere this morning, Dublin City Council is interested in acquiring a proposed 15-storey privately developed apartment block close to Eastlink Bridge for social housing. That's in the Times. As is a story about how prisoners at Mountjoy Prison have been given access to college lectures and tutorials during the pandemic in conjunction with Maynooth University in a move which may now become a permanent offering. The Examiner reports on the conviction of 48-year-old haulier Peter Barker at Ennis District Court for an offence related to the installation of a black box which was able to override and falsify the tachograph system on his truck. The Independent has a picture this morning of this year's Christmas window in Brown Thomas in Dublin, which, like everything else this year, has a virtual dimension. Barbara Power reports that the sister of Normal People actor Paul Mescal, Nell Mescal, a 17-year-old student from Maynooth, performs a song which features in a filmed segment of the display. And finally, The Examiner has a nice story on page 3 this morning about a refill shop which has been opened by an immigrant group in Killarney. Killarney Immigrant Support Services have opened the shop, which sells herbs, spices, nuts, olive oil and other organic foodstuffs, some of which are sourced locally. Customers bring their own jars and containers and pay for what they've bought based on weight. And Pádraig Corr reports that this is the latest in a number of refill shops which have been set up recently in Munster.